Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Selected stories by the celebrated cultural scholar and contemporary Chinese writer Su Mo is a collection of short tales set on the ancient Silk Road, exploring love, hope, faith, life, and death. These tales serve as a perfect introduction to Su Mo's literary works. Su Mo's writing is heavily influenced by his hometown in Western China. He employs various literary forms such as short stories, novels, poems, and prose essays, and his work explores themes such as love, freedom, life and death, and humanity's relationship with nature. His works have received critical acclaim. He's enjoyed extensive media coverage at home and abroad. Recently featured in American Literary Classics magazine and at the Miami Book Fair, his internationally best-selling books have been translated into nearly 30 languages. Su Mo, author of selected stories, is our guest on This Week in America, joined by Ida Liu, his translator. Ida, welcome to the program. How about a brief introduction, and then we'll begin our conversation today. It's a pleasure to have you and Su Mo with us.
Yeah, nice to meet you here, Rick. Yeah, it's our great honor to accept an interview. Now we can definitely go into the question with author Su Mo.
I'm really looking forward to this, and Su Mo, it is a pleasure, a privilege to have you on the program. Let's talk about selected stories. This is the volume that we'll be talking about, but so many more that we'll mention during the course of the program. All of these books available at Amazon and Su Mo's website, and we'll give you that as we progress, and it's on our website. Su Mo, what do you think attracts the readers to selected stories? Why is this so popular and doing so well internationally?
Well, from author Su Mo's opinion, this book has been translated into more than 20 different languages, and its English version was translated by Nikki Herman. And the Guardian newspaper included one of the story, Old Man Xinjiang, in their collection of five top stories from Chinese contemporary literature. And I think the following points about this book may catch the reader's eyes. First, the life depicted in selected story by Su Mo look like this book, Rick.
Yes.
The life depicted in this book remains largely unknown to the general public, making it undiscovering the literary gem in the Western region of China. Moreover, the lives, the characters, and the narratives presented here are entirely unfamiliar and scarce for readers within this globalized world. It exudes a unique enchantment, essential nutrition, and elements for humanity cries. We will dive into these aspects further. Second, the artistic expression of a selected story by Su Mo distinguishes itself from that of most writers in its soulful and wisdom narration, which flows naturally without any contrivance, attain an exceptional high level of artistry. Third, the character in this book possess distinguished that sets them apart. Even among the vast expanse of world literature, thus they emit their own unique brilliance. Consequently, this collection offers an unparalleled reading experience. That's all.
You know, the book has been translated, I think Ida mentioned, into 24 languages. The book has been praised for its universal appeal. In 2022, the Sinhala version was awarded the National Literature Award in Sri Lanka. The book is doing exceptionally well. Rave reviews here in the United States. It's selected stories by Su Mo. That's Xuemo. Book available at Amazon and wherever books are sold. One of these stories in the book is Old Man of Xinjiang, published in The Guardian, was rated one of the five best contemporary short stories in China. Simo, what prompted you to write Old Man in Xinjiang, and is there a real-life prototype for this character?
Oh, well, the story, the character in the Old Man Xinjiang, yeah, his name, his good name, Old Man Xinjiang, published in the British Garden, have original real in life. Moreover, Old Man Xinjiang is no less great than modern Baithuru. Yet the painting and the realm inside it are beyond modern, because such a simple of a simple old man carries a kind of simplicity, kindness, contentment, and all the characters that this era needs. Well, but he is also Western, which he has a prototype in life. This era is in great need of kind of enlightenment from the character of Old Man Xinjiang. People may lead a very simple, very kind, very loving, and very loving others' life while being as simple and full as nature.
When you read selected stories, you'll understand why this book and this author acclaim for their literary knowledge, their literary appeal. The book Selected Stories by Su Mo, our guest on the program, along with his translator, Ida Liu. The third story in the book, The Sound of Broad Beans Late at Night, profoundly explains the complexity of human nature. Which of some of your works is it chosen from, and will you publish this work in English, possibly, in the future?
Oh, well done. You asked a very well question that The Sound of the Broad Beans Late at Night is selected from Xumo's novel, Curses of the Kingdom. Curses of the Kingdom, Xia. Now it's available on Amazon, so you can grab a copy from Amazon. Actually, this book has been published by State University of New York Press and last month. Yeah, this is some good news. Now, Curses of the Kingdom, Xia, acknowledged as a book can be able to enter into the middle of the world and reveal many titles by any writers in the world. There are two versions of this book, in fact, until now. The first version is translated by Fan Pelichen, a senior professor at the State University of New York. And the second version was translated by Howard Goldbait and his wife, Dr. Sylvia. We will definitely publish this second version in a few years.
With us on the program is international literary celebrity Su Mo, along with his translator, Ida Liu. The book we're talking about specifically is Selected Stories, so many more that Su Mo has written. You'll find those on our website, his website, which is sumo.com, X-U-E-M-O.com. The book's available, of course, at Amazon as well. The fourth story in the book, and one of my favorites, The Woman, the Camels, and the Jackals, tells the story of two Chinese women who do not want to be bound by poverty and tradition, and into the desert they go to look for hope and dreams. What was the inspiration on this book for today's readers?
Oh, well, the story of the women and the camels and the jackals actually tells a big fable of life. It's a great film of life. Tells a kind of must face the plight of a serious situation. We look for hope and dreams. We face the dilemma of jackals, but how we get out of themselves and out of the environment, out of the obstacles of the world imposed on us. Then in The Woman, the Camels, and the Jackals, it's vividly expressed the value of this novel, at least the same as to or surpasses that of The Old Man and the Sea from author Xumo's opinion. Either its artistic value or spiritual strength at least surpasses The Old Man and the Sea. It even has a breakthrough in many ways more than the story of The Old Man and the Sea. When we face the predicaments in the face of the difficulties in the world, we can definitely adopt a new attitude, a different attitude, a positive spiritual strength. We can get off the predicaments with our own power.
The word profound is used often to describe Sumo's work, and that certainly applies to the stories in this book, Selected Stories. It will get you thinking. You'll want to keep reading more stories, and there are plenty of stories in this book, Selected Stories, and other books written by our guest on the program, Sumo. This book, by the way, available in hardcover as well as an audio book, and you'll get that information at Amazon. So what are the expectations for your works created in the future? Chinese literature has never been in the mainstream in world literature system, possibly until now. How to make readers in the world understand Chinese literature? Let's talk about the expectations first, and then we'll sort of break that down. What are the expectations for the works that you've created and will continue to create?
Well, from author Sumo's opinion, no matter what the world literature of all the times we need such works by author Sumo, as well as from my opinion, because Sumo's work that are nutrition and spiritually uplifting, yet few Chinese writers can present. In such an era of market, author Sumo hold on a writing attitude beyond marketing words and articulating. So he must conform for some rules of this era if he wants to let more people understand his work and the spirit. When this era understands his work, countless readers benefit from his works, and countless readers will find a new spiritual treasures of literature from China. Chinese literature may gradually enter into the mainstream. So how to let readers worldwide understand Chinese literature? I think I started with reading Sumo's works, since Sumo is also a unique and respectable existence among Chinese writers. He does not conquer the world by violence or words or money. He impresses the world by self-triumph and with the power of life. Love and wisdom. Love and wisdom is the essence of Sumo's works. This is actually an increasingly real power in human civilization. The literature only shows its brilliance in these days of Tolstoy and Dostoevsky. After the literature of the 19th century, from author Sumo's opinion, literature away from the light day by day, because the light that is to the wisdom of the East. The individual can only realize the wisdom of light if one realizes self-redemption and self-improvement, that the person must reach the enlightenment himself. A writer must pay a price to practice self that is different from a general writing. A person must both enter the world of mortals and possess transcendence mindset to transcend the world. That a writer must care for the present life and must realize the ultimate enlightenment. These are many writers in China or even in the world who cannot reach at this level. But yet, few who obtain ultimate transcendence. This era needs a kind of character kill. In this respect, the world literature is extremely generous, with countless masters present the most wonderful works. But in the ultimate transcendence, in the literature field, we hardly see the ultimate transcendence of some peaks of the classic. Sumo's works may make up for these aspects. Hence, the world literature will achieve a kind of redemption when novels by Sumo enter into the literature of the world. And the value of author Sumo may be here. in the simple way, there are so many stories of love, but very few works of true wisdom, since writers are always trapped by themselves. Even as for a great man like Tolstoy, he falls into a spiritual crisis and cannot extricate himself in his later years. Although his spiritual crisis represents the conscience of the an hero, but the ultimate transcendence must be a human yearning. There are very few literature classes with ultimate transcendence, from my opinion, let alone in contemporary times, because it requires the creator himself to realize the ultimate transcendence wisdom. Therefore, there is more love in world literature, but the level of the wisdom does not reach the point we expect. So if Schumann's works enter into the world views, it will provide us with a new, different, powerful literature paradigm, with which will make up for many unsatisfactory defects in the field of literature and wisdom, and enable literature to reach a level of similar to the Bible, the Tripitaka, and the Tao Te Ching. At that time, literature will carry a greater spirit. Yeah, thank you, Rick.
That's so important, and the world is a better place with the literary works of Sumo, who is now being introduced into the United States. This book is selected short stories. He also writes in other forms besides short stories, novels, poems, prose essays. His work explores themes we're all interested in and should understand: love, freedom, life and death, and humanity's relationship with nature. You'll get an inside look maybe in the minds of the Chinese people. It's always good to understand other people and culture, and that's brought out in Sumo's work. He recently released Into the Desert. This is we received widespread attention and acclaim from American audiences, one critic calling it a literary masterpiece, and all of the works available at Sumo's website, xuemo.com. We'll have all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Books available at Amazon, and the translator, Sumo is with us, the translator, Ida Liu, as well. A couple minutes or so left in the program. Getting into the U.S. market, Ida, how rewarding is this? All of the media attention. You've got the feature article in American Literary Classics magazine. You go to the Miami Book Fair. It's featured there with total acclaim. What's this been like for Sumo coming to the United States and receiving this very warm welcome?
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, thanks for your brilliant comments on Schumann's books, as well as Into the Desert by Schumann. In fact, we attended the Miami Book Fair at last month, and Schumann's books enjoyed the intensive attention from the local readers, as well as the American readers. So I think at last, maybe, Mr. Schumann have some question or some brilliant comments on your interview. So he hope that you can answer his some question. It's practical for you on out now.
That will be good. Sumo, please go ahead. I'm here and listening, and a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. 我的问题就是两个，一个是一个没有任何资源的中国作家到美国来，想运用自己的读者群，有哪些最有效的方法？Okay,
Mr. Schumann have two questions. To hope that you can reply. The first question is that what kind of the best channels for a Chinese writer without any resources? What kind of the best channels for Chinese writers to enter into the American market?
You know, I think the book fair is an excellent way to do that. You're meeting so many people. You are doing it on their level. You're just another person, just another book there. So that suddenly they're open, I think, very open-minded to what it is that you're presenting. And I think by doing that, the book fair is an excellent way. Interviews on U.S. media is very helpful as well. And this book is a great way to introduce you, because Selected Stories is a great introduction to your work, to your thinking, to your literary craft. I think this is a perfect way to go about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for your kind reply. Yeah.
谢谢。Thank you.
嗯，
还有一个问题就是，美国读者最希望从中国作家那儿，中国作家的作品里面读到什么样的内容
？OK， 嗯 ，What kind of topic or content from China's writers' book for American readers do they like most？
You know, it's an interesting question. I think the topics that you write about are those that really are important to us. Life and death, certainly, as I get older, that's something of a focus of mine. And dealing with humans, the relationship that we have with nature, that gives us something else to think about at a time when the environment is in peril. This is something that we all need to focus on and to think about. And just the study of humanity, the study of people, we're all the same deep down, and you do an excellent job of presenting that. It's just one of the many assets to your writing.
Yeah, well done. Thanks for your brilliant comments on Shimmer's question. And by the way, I think I would like to share a good news that author Shimmer would like to share a piece of a folk song from a western of China called the Lady's Song. It's this song, or as well as be presented at the Selected Story by Xu Mo. Mr. Rick, would you like to hear a piece of a song from author Xu Mo here?
I would love that. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
唱一句就行。唱王子花园吗？你可以，你任何都可以。这是一首中国民歌。This is a Chinese folk song.
是代表了一种对爱情和自然的向往。
Represent thinking for love and nature.
谢谢。
Thank you, Rick.
Beautiful. And what a pleasant surprise at the end. A great way to end our conversation with Xu Mo. If you're Googling that, that's Xuemo. His website is Xuemo, Xuemo.com. I want to thank the people at Great Writers Media, greatwritersmedia.com, for arranging our conversation with Xu Mo on the program today. The international literary celebrity and a really good vocalist as well. It's been a pleasure to to have him on the program and his translator, Idle Lou. Both of you, thank you so much for being here on the program. Congratulations on the worldwide success now spreading rapidly here in the United States. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. See you. Bye.
It's been a pleasure to have you on the program, Sumo, and I'll spell that again, X-U-E-M-O. Information on our website, his books available at Amazon, his website, X-U-E-M-O, sumo.com. And you're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.